Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Want a line or two? I'm fine, baby. How are you? I would sing, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat. You deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Stepped outside when everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris. And I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you.
I'm sorry. I have been wanting to say that
for the last 3 days. Everyone in chat, can you hear me? Okay, and the phone number is 347-850-8721. So you guys just call in. Because tonight is just going to be one of the shows where anything goes, anything can happen. And yeah, we beat the bastard monkey. I hope I said that right. Thanks for all of you coming in chat. Like I said, the number is 347-850-8721. Way to go, Becky Nathan, yeah. So I have no calls on the line yet. And so you guys are just going to have to put up with my voice for a while. Darius is here. Yay, Darius. Andrea, Darius, Monkey God, I hope I'm saying that right. Zilirov is here. No one is on the Swiss phone. Wow, no one's on the Swiss phone. That's kind of funny. So I hope everyone is like having a really good day. I am, like crazy day, but you know, people are allowed to, you know, have crazy days. Okay. It's a bit tipsy. Okay. I'm going to play one more song and wait for everyone to get here. So I am going to play a song that I want to dedicate to all the Becky fans out there when we were going through this. This song should have been our anthem. Here it goes, everyone. I hope you like it. Yes, you guys, we did not take it from Fawn. We did not, you know, we did not take it at all. Oh, I have a caller finally. Yay! Hey, Al.
Hey, Carly.
You were asleep, weren't you?
I was asleep. I was very much asleep.
I'm sorry. So,
okay,
yeah, tonight we are going to... Well, there's a lot of people in this album, and Bridget is in this album. Hi, Bridget! So, yeah, you know, I am so happy, you guys. We won. Fawn should be... I bet Fawn is hiding in a corner thinking, I lost. I lost. I lost. Yeah, that's... So what did you comment about the whole thing?
Well, of course I'm glad that Becky is rehired. I think that it was it was a strange time for them to, like, let this slip. Because right now they're dark this week. So, again, of course, I think they did this whenever she was first fired. Because...
Exactly.
No, actually, no, because they did the same thing whenever she was fired. They let it slip over a weekend. But they was really...
No, well, actually, no. It wasn't...
They,
it wasn't over...
It was on Thursday.
It wasn't over a weekend. It was on
a
Tuesday
Thursday.
Night.
Oh, that's right.
It was
on
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, you can tell I've been asleep, can't you?
Yeah, it was... Terry's calling in, you know, soon. See, this kind of doesn't feel real right now. Oh, I love when Monkey goes, I bet the punk is sitting in a dark corner holding a cardboard, cut out the lame, walking back and forth and crying.
That is a great friggin' little picture in my mind.
Ah.
I will keep that forever. But, yeah, I was kind of pissed that they haven't really jumped to confirm this yet.
You know, but they are dark. So they are not going to confirm
anything. They're not
going to
confirm anything until next week. But, I mean, I believe that she is really back because you can't have everybody confirming this except for them. We know that they're dark, so they're not going to say anything right now.
Exactly.
But, I mean, all the magazines are already... They're already commenting on it.
Saying
and
it.
Writing articles
and you
and
know
everything.
What? And then you have the Zeno Hospital. Then you have the Zeno Hospital co-stars confirming it, too.
Yeah. We have Becky and Ingo.
Laura Wright. Laura Wright confirmed it, too.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, and for everyone that doesn't know, Allie has her own show called The Rant Room. On Tuesday night. Olivia, I am not hoping for Ariel 2 reunion. I want Lay Dawn back. Let's get our couple where we want. You know,
that the other ones want. I mean, everybody can want what they want. You know, there's no need of, you know, yes, Carly and I are liaison fans, but.
Yeah.
It's a free country.
No, I mean, it's totally a free country. I mean, but in my little bird, I mean, let Lucky move on to someone else, Dallas, I love you. Please, no Ariel too. Yeah, I'm going to have to kind of agree with that because I was never a Yo-Yo 2 fan. So, you know, I mean, my own personal opinion, I love Jason and Liz. Oh, okay. Am I saying her name right? Oh, it's Olivia. Am I saying that correct or am I saying that wrong?
What?
Okay. Olivia, she goes, I love Layla, but Arrow 2 is my favorite. Well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, we are going to have our favorites on whoever it is. And I just want to say my favorite right now happens to be, and I'm just saying this because I'm crazy and everyone knows I'm crazy. I've been enjoying, I am enjoying Spinelli and Carly. I'm not saying I want them to be romantic people. I just want them, you know, to have a one-night stand, and then I will be happy. Then I will be a happy girl with that department. And I stayed up so late watching my shows, and, you know, I stayed up way, way, way too late. Holy crap, we have a lot of people in the guest room. Monkey, I have fought for Layla, but never have I fought as hard as I did when Becky got fired. I felt the same way. I was calling them every day. You know, I got hung up on a lot of people. I got hung up on a lot. Maybe they don't like... What?
I said, we both did.
Maybe they just did. I mean, maybe they just didn't like my voice still, but come on. I'm a nice person, people. Really,
I
am. Ask anyone. Yeah, except whenever I'm pissed, I will eat you for lunch. I mean, what you did with Becky, fun, you know, like the Dixie Sticks song, I am not ready to play nice with you. I am not, because what you did was wrong. What you did was horrible. What you did was bad, bad, bad. Oh, and I wanted to say, if anyone is watching House, Haley Peloso, is on House tonight. So everyone used to go support Haley on House because, you know, I do like Molly. So, you know, support Molly and,
go watch House, people. And Terry is in the chat room.
Yay!
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Sickly. Hey, little sick little one. So, yes, and, let's see,
Oh, everybody needs to come over to the rant room tomorrow because we may or may not be having a guest. I don't know. She kind of didn't confirm it, but I've been talking to Brittany Underwood about coming on. She does know whenever the show starts and everything, so you never know. She might be making an appearance, or maybe she might be on next week. We don't know.
Okay,
because Carly, you pointed it out that she may have been talking about this week's show.
Well, the tweets that I read, you know, I thought she was talking about this week. I could be wrong. It could be my lack of sleep, people. My nice lack of sleep. And I hope Terry calls in. That would be
Terry
nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, thank
so I don't
you,
have
Al.
To co-host this show, too.
I thought you did not mind co-hosting this, though.
I do love co-hosting this show, but I thought it was funny because poor Terry, I think I kicked her out of a job here.
No, oh, my God, no.
No. I'm joking. I love Terry.
So you trip for Walmart? Did you have a good old time? Shopping
I had a good time at Walmart.
I mean, oh my God, okay. Terry, okay, oh my God, Allie, whatever, thanks, yeah. Terry knows I love her. So yeah, oh, by the way, as I was watching my soap last night, people, Bold and the Beautiful, you guys, I'm finding out that I fast for most of it, but I wasn't doing that with Days of a Life of One Life to Live, people. Yeah, I am mad. I am just mad. You do not fuck with Zahn and Allie.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
Are
they gone?
No, Zahn slept with Kelly. You know, they have wanted sex.
I don't understand why they make John so quick to judge. I mean, that just makes me upset. Because, I would think that John would understand.
I mean, they were not willing together. Let's make that abundantly clear.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I am not saying that Natalie was perfect. I love Natalie. But I'm not saying, you know, they were perfect. But they were only trying to protect Jessica and Zahn's feelings. And they did not want Jessica to tune into Chester again. And look what is happening. Exactly. So, you know, I'm sorry. Some secrets on.
Right.
Yeah, some secrets on. Some secrets. Okay, so. Oh, God. Okay, call me.
Okay,
I
need to call Terry. Terry in the room on here. She says that, you know, yay, Becky Nation won. We won. Well, hopefully. No confirmation by ABC, right. ABC is dark this week, so there's not going to be a confirmation. But a lot of the magazines are already commenting online. And we also got confirmation by a couple of co-stars from the show. But still, I don't think we've had really word from Steve, have we?
No, but Steve's gone. Steve's like in... Nashville or something. Oh, in New York. He's in one of those. Oh, yay! Yay.
Hello?
Hey,
hi, Terry.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, I thought I should just call in right now. Allie, you can still be the co-host tonight because I'm still coughing up the storm. This is cold. It's been lingering over a week now, so... And you know what? I listened to their show that they had on Friday, and I was just curious to see what they thought about Becky, the news, and they were saying, what's her name? Deb was like saying, well, you know what? If this is true, then they're going to create a precedent. Then everybody who gets fired will. And I'm thinking, no, this has happened in the past with On Another World with Anna Stewart. She was on Another World. I think it was Anna Stewart. So I remember Silas saying this. And
yeah,
she was,
I think it was too.
She was Donna Love on Another World. And they were going to kill her off and get rid of the actress, but their fans really send it. Back in those days, there was really no computer, but they were sending letters and everything, and they saved her, and she was on the show for years. And then it happened on One Life to Live 2 with
One
Natalie.
Life to Live
so, There is no precedence. There is no precedence here. And, you know, I'm always sitting there thinking, it wasn't about the fact. For me, it was about the fact, because it was, you know, was Liz, she was a legacy character. And I was fed up. That was one of the reasons why as soon as I found out, I was really pissed off, because she is, like, part of a legacy family. And to do that is not right. And I think a lot of fans were just fed up. I mean, if Kelly Monaco were to be fired, whatever, I don't think there'd be such an outcry. Because, you know, she's expendable on that show. Liz Webber is a character that, and they were on there on the radio, they were saying, oh, the person was like, oh, there's no story for her to, there's no more story. If they were to bring her back, you know, if this is true and whatever, there's no story for her. And I'm like sitting there thinking, what a bunch of bullcrap. Do these people even know the character of Liz Webber? Do they even know her character? If people really understood her and really, really fans of, well, you're talking about just on radio, what do they know? But, you know, I mean, there is so much story to tell. And I got so fed up with listening to that. I actually was commenting on her comment, but it was so long, it got cut off. A lot of it got cut off. And so I just deleted what
Damn.
I wrote.
Damn.
A lot of it, I was just, and she was saying about the precedence. I'm like, it's not setting no precedence. And I was saying something like, it's not about the fact, it's not about Liz or Jason, or it's not about who she's paired with, or because they were basically saying, well, you know, if she stays on the show, there's nobody she could be paired with. And I was sitting there thinking, it's not about who she's good with now. It's about her now. You know, the show is more than the having her on the show is more than a relationship she's in. You know what I mean? And it's just because, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. But when she was saying it on the radio show, and the other person, I felt like that day, if I had been on there and listening, I felt like I would have called in and said, "What are you guys fucking talking about?"
And you know what? And this too clarified something they did say on there. So the whole Becky and her trail fan, the seven fan.
Oh yeah,
They were saying
something about, oh yeah, the seven Jizzer fans, we got to get past the seven Jizzer fans picket line or something or whatever. And I'm like sitting there thinking, you know what? They have to, you know, Liz Webber and Becky Herbst has a lot of fans. And I just love the fact that if this is true, and not until ABC confirms it, but I think it's true, that they underestimated the fans. Even the Desam fans underestimated the power of how many fans Becky Herbst has. And I think they're probably taken aback by this. That's probably why they're so pissed off when they're talking about it on their radio show now. They're probably so upset. Now now they need to be really scared, because if we can campaign, now we just need to do something better, get better story. Maybe, you know, campaign to get less story for Sam and more story for Liz or something. You know, I was joking about that with Carly the other night. I go, now we can, maybe if we write enough letters to get Kim off Sam or something. Now I'm hearing she's going to be deaf for 2 days, for 48 hours. And I was over in this other camp just before I called in. They were saying that in the chat room, Jason, she's going to be presumed dead, and Jason's going to be, they're looking forward to his reaction to her being presumed dead, and, you know, how he's going to, you know, react to it or whatever, and I don't know, but what? Oh, yeah, and then they were talking about her, they were saying that somebody was calling in about her event, and she never said that she never confirmed that they're going to have a baby or whatever, so, but you know what, there's a lot of storylines that are being rewritten now, things are being rewritten, right? So, I'm not watching the show, but I'm not going to watch until
ABC confirmed.
I mean, until it's totally confirmed. So it's totally confirmed.
And we're on you.
Until I see her being written better. Until I see Liz Webber bringing the Spitfire Liz Webber back the way she used to be or something, you know.
I read a rumor on there that they are going to be bringing, like, that she's going to be, her wild side is going to come out.
good. You know, that she needs to get into people's faces that got into her face. And said all that shit about her, and she should just return the favor to them. You know, I mean, because, I don't know, it's just a bunch of crap. Me and Carly kind of got into this. We kind of got into a little bit, because it would be like if they were to get rid of Steve Burton and even Carly, and even if they were to go, like, tomorrow or something to leave or whatever, that show would be dead in the water. And I was shocked at their saying that, even though Carly is not, quote unquote, say a legacy character like Liz Weber is. And yeah, she's a Spencer, but Hardy and the Webers have been around since the inception of General Hospital. So Carly is not, like, in my opinion, like a legacy character like Liz Weber. But if they were to get rid of her, then there would be such an, because she's part of that show. So, you know, I think there would be such an outcry to get. Huh?
I disagree. Because I just
want to
say, because Carly.
Thank you, Carly.
What?
Okay. Somebody come on my side, please. No, I just, yeah, well, I don't know. That's just my opinion anyway, but I guess we all have our own opinion. That's how these fighting start with fan-based wars, you know, or whatever. Why do you think that Carly is part of a legacy family or a character or what? I mean, I'm not saying
she's a part of that family. Just because she wasn't brought in doesn't mean she's been on the show for a while, and you know, her connection is better. I mean, because now they're showing her actually losing everything.
What I mean is that Liz Weber comes from a long legacy. I mean, the Spencers came in back in, in the 70s with Bobby or whatever or something? But with me, what I was trying to distinguish is the fact that...
I know, because there's an original family.
From the beginning of the show. That's what that's the point I'm trying to make. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I was telling her, she kind of got upset with me about that. I'm like, no, wait, just listen to me. I'm just saying, I mean, there's a lot more expendable characters. If Carly, you can't get rid of Carly. You can't get rid of Jason. You can't get rid of Sunny because you don't have any more. If you get rid of all those characters, then you don't have a show anymore. Even if you get rid of Jason, if you get rid of Steve, if Steve Burton were to walk tomorrow, sorry, but most of the fans are going to go with him of the show, you know? What is that? From what I heard, it's still happening, but has been pushed back. What has been pushed back? You know what? I was married. She was married for high school. Well, I've known her since I was 4 years old, and she married a high school sweetheart. You know, and they didn't have any kids or whatever. And from what I heard, somebody told me that it might have been that she couldn't have any, or he couldn't, or whatever. And so that was one of the reasons why they got. Probably one of the reasons why they got divorced or whatever. But and then all of a sudden, I think he went and had kids or something or whatever. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just like, you know, in real life, you're with somebody, you know, and they don't want to have. They say they don't want to have any kids, and then they go have a kid with somebody else, or I don't know. But
exactly. My grandma, because she was in the car when I got the news on Friday. It was Friday, wasn't it, Allie? It was Friday morning. And she goes, oh, my God, you guys did? I'm like, yeah. And then she reminded me, because my grandma grew up watching Days, and that was, my soap that I started on, because she was watching it, and she was babysitting us. And she goes, but they cannot call this a presidency, whatever, because when they live a life, 2006 or 2005, God rib, all these people, God rib, the Houghton, the Brady's, Abe got fired. They killed all of these people off. And then they brought them all back, and the fan reaction was bad. I remember that I was pissed. I called NBC every day and kind of harassed them because I was mad. I'm like, wait a moment. You just killed, you know, off like half of the good cast. I mean, you do a whole... Jake Hogan, everyone.
They better not kill off Jake. I heard that they're gonna might kill off Jake too, right?
Oh, you know what? Okay, you know what? They will not kill off Jake. Okay, you know what? They don't want to have any more fucking backlash than they are. Have already got for this. What they did with Becky was wrong, and I think, you know, they know this now, that they know that they fucking screwed up. Excuse my fucking language, people.
I think it was above his head. I think Brian Franz was forced to, or something, because it had to be his decision. What a big coincidence that they're getting rid of Rebecca, that they were going to get rid of Becky in the heels of a DeSam baby storyline. Because they knew that they couldn't write. They can't write that storyline if she was on the canvas. But still, they can't write it anyway. Either way, they try to do it. There's no way that they could have written that their baby in there, because for 2 years, you can't... 2 years, it's not like for a split second. For 2 years, he was away from his kid, his own kid. Even if they were to kill off Jake, they can't do that. They can't do, well, writers, they're writers, they can do whatever they want, but, I mean, the fans are not going to like it, you know?
Drake and Lady, you are right. I heard that, too. I thought Kelly said the PA there wasn't going to be the Sam... spawn. Well, yeah. And, you know, Olivia, okay, I'm sorry, but DD has never been fucking right. DD is the bold of, let's go fuck the Layton family today. Let's go upset the Layton family. Well, I mean, the Layton fan. And I have a little beef with someone else.
Been through a lot. You know what they can do? Like, he could get hurt. Not killed, but he could get hurt. I know, poor Jake. I know. But, and then it could be like a doorway for Jason and Liz, maybe just to be parents together and to deal with this. And then eventually.
You know, yeah, because. Yeah.
Eventually, and, at least they really taking care of their child, and he's got to be around more, and then it eventually turns in. I want to see a slow build. That's all I've ever wanted. I've always wanted just a great story between these two, just like a regular love story you used to see a long time ago on soap. You know what I mean? It's like, where are all the great love stories on soap operas? They're not even on Days of Our Lives, or even on, well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really seen a really well-written love story on a soap opera in a long, long time, since maybe Jonathan McCann. I don't know. I haven't, even though that was kind of a cousin thing, it was a half, but they're only half cousins, but still, it's not like they grew up together.
And I've been wanting to call out someone all day on the show, and now I can because this is my show, and I can get away with it. On ABC Message Board, ABC Message Board, there's this fan called Alexa Sam Fan.
Alexa Sam Fan.
Okay. So, Alexa Sam Fan, come on here. Please, I would love to hear you sit, only to laugh in your face. You go all the petitions, you know, the petitions, you know, to say Becky will never work. Okay, Alexa Sam Fan, I hope you really like eating crow now. I want you to eat the biggest fucking
piece. I was on the ABC message board, and there was this, they created the board, like, I bet you there's the two DeSam fans on this board are really you know, I forgot what they said, but they're really aiming it at them, you know. But they were saying, I bet you they're going to go eat crows, whatever, and they even put a recipe
you know,
in, like,
you know,
or whatever, or something. Eat them. Eat that, you know. I don't know.
You know, the way I see it, oh, and Monkey, I love what you just said in here. You made my night.
Yes, yes. What is that?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that, yeah. She is so delusional. I go on there. She, half the stuff that she says is the same thing, but in different words. Or most of the things that she says, and she'll post it on the same, it's a different, the same post on a different thread. In so just maybe, you know, move words around, but it's the same thing. And she always calls Liz Fertile Myrtle, or she'll call Jake the mistake. Or after the Jake and Sam and Jason theme, though, she kind of changed her mind on Jake the mistake, though. You know, isn't that funny?
You know what? Jake wasn't a mistake. You know what? You know, God, that's why if I have a mellow in a dark alley, you know, it would not be good for her because I would kick her ass. Oh, and Terry's coughing up.
A storm.
Oh, yeah, oh, Monkey goes. And she said the cap cannot be the mere point. Well, this. Liz living in the mute point, so get ready for you fucking couple to an AF stuff. Monkey, I love it. Monkey, you are welcome anytime. You can even call in. If you want to know the number to call in, people, it's 347-850-8721. And this, you know, call in, say whatever the fuck you want. We don't fucking care if you swear. Yeah. Oh, and you, oh, so is any part of the country where you guys live, are you guys getting snow? Because we might be getting snow tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, they're saying that we are, or at least we're supposed to be getting ice over here in Ohio. And I do not like ice.
Ice is dangerous.
I know. That's why I don't like it. But I'm glad I don't really have to go out in it. Until Thursday.
You're off for today. It's probably a nice thing because you had a long day of work, so I bet you are really happy that you're off.
I am very happy today.
You know, I don't blame you. I mean, you know, I'm just hoping that we don't get snow. You know, I mean, because
yeah,
when we get snow here, they close everything down. But this time I was small people, and I actually went to the store today. I got a lot of stuff. I made homemade spaghetti sauce, people. And I'm thinking that I can sell this. I'm thinking that someone might want to buy my spaghetti sauce because it's really good. So if you guys want to place orders for my spaghetti sauce, it will be $14.95. And it's going to be called Curly Spaghetti Sauce, and it's really good. So, people, I think you want to just, you know, I think you just want to be able to order my spaghetti sauce because it's really good. And if you want it with or without hamburger meat, let me know, but I'm placing orders after today. Thank you.
Okay, Carly.
What? I was proud of myself. I never made homemade anything. Michael and Becky are being quite untrue. Well, maybe they are off. I mean, they don't have to work this week. So, you know, maybe they are off on a vacation.
You never know.
You know, I'm just, let's see. I hope they treat you right too, Briz. Briz, the only wife is coming back March 6th. So we have less than a month. We have less than, we have like 3 weeks. So, yeah. And all I want is for happy news on our soaps. Let's get Zahn and Ally back together because I'm mad. And let's test go away forever. Why did they have to bring Tess back, you guys? Why?
I have no idea.
Okay. Cherry, we have anything to say? Cherry?
Cherry.
Oh, my gosh. Cherry. Okay.
Did she just leave us?
No, she's still on the Swiss boat. Yeah, she's still on the Swiss boat, so.
Maybe she muted herself. We always have a problem with that.
I know.
I just messaged her. I said, hey, speak.
Oh, that was a good idea. So are you doing anything fun for your next 2 days off?
No, I'm cleaning my apartment.
Why are you cleaning your apartment? How messy is it?
I haven't cleaned it since, probably last week. Mm. Anybody see any new movies or anything? What's going on? I want to go watch the I Am 4.
Terry saw that, I think.
Well, Terry needs to get her ass back on here so I can ask her about it. And also, oh my God, can I just say that The Vampire Diaries was very good last week. I can't wait for this week's. And Carla, you so need to start watching that show.
Okay, let me add another one into my lineup.
It'll be good for you.
I guess Audrey probably fell asleep again. Because she was going to call in. So, what is this and everyone falling asleep when I have the greatest show in the whole wide world besides the Rand Room? What is this,
sorry,
people? I forgive you. Terry!
You're not going to forgive Terry, though, right?
Oh, I always forgive Terry. Because I'm such a nice person. What was I going to say? I saw an old movie last night, and it was Steel Magnolias. And I gotta stop seeing that, you guys, because every time I see it, I cry. That movie makes people cry.
Mm-hmm.
God, what if Terry's dead? What if Terry's,
she's dead.
Okay, what if she got this big coughing fit and she couldn't breathe and her airways... her airways got, like, her airways got, caught. I'm just glad they recognized their mistake. Yeah. That was a long 6 weeks or 5 weeks. I don't know how long it was, but it felt like forever. it was like the longest month. It felt like everything was happening, and I'm just glad we got Becky back. And, you know, Becky back is like a good thing for General Hospital. It's a good thing for her fans. It's a good thing for America.
Mhm.
Okay, so now why don't I read you magazine's thing? See. Susan Lucy is gonna be hot in Cleveland. Eileen Christensen, who plays Roxy, appear on the off Broadway comedy My Big Gay Italian Wedding in New York. Vanessa got some of her co-stars and other actors joining in. Kristen Alderson will be playing Maria. And Brittany, we'll play Lucina. So, yeah, oh, and Becky Stain, we all know that.
Is an Alderson leaving One Life to Live?
No, Kristen Alderson, no, I haven't heard that.
No, but it's either they went, and I just read a little while ago, Alderson, Underwood, and Gregory are out.
Where did you read this?
I don't know. It was just casually.
Okay.
I just browsed across it. But I'm wondering if it's, I don't think it's Kristen Alderson, but I think maybe her brother, Eddie Alderson, might be leaving. Who plays Matthew?
That, I'm going to be really upset if he does, because I've always liked, you know, I mean, even though Matthew is making me mad sometimes, I think he's so talented.
I do too, and I don't like how they're writing for Matthew, but right now, just because they're making him so like Clinton, so cynical. You know, I don't think that they had a good thing going with that. They had Matthew had this heartache, his first heartache, whenever, you know, Danny broke up with him. And everything, but they turned him so cynical right after that. And I mean, everybody experiences a heartache whenever they're growing up. They don't have to take it to the extreme.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think we've ever found out who actually killed Eddie Ford.
I still think it's Clint. My money's on Clint.
My money is on Nora.
Oh, really?
Yep. She's got time frame issues. She's missing a chunk of time, I think. Are people still going on that Jake's going to die?
Yes. I love Jocelyn on General Hospital because he's called a little girl. And so I will be upset if, you know, she died. I mean, I'm sorry. That would be causing, you know, almost lost enough kids. Okay? And Liz has had too much heartbreak with her kids. So let the kid non-dying stop on General Hospital. I mean, I love Jocelyn. I love it. Oh, I thought they'd say it was Lucky Spawn. Lucky is not Zay. I mean, that is like the oldest woman in the book. No. You know, Jake will always be Jason. Oh, Josh is being aged.
Yeah, Jocelyn is being aged, and I
I'm hoping that they don't age her too much.
Yeah, because, you know,
I don't know. It just seems like they always jump to the age.
Okay, Monkey.
Why not, you know, have a few?
Yeah, Monkey, don't say it's not the sausage, because for me, I would not be okay with that either. I mean, I'm a big fan of Carly, so if Jocelyn and I would be fucking pissed. Oh, what about Aiden? I'm saying no kids are dying in daytime, but, you know, if we have to sacrifice one, you know.
Luckiest kid would be first choice.
Yeah, it would. I mean, you know, because they could easily have him die. Oh, that's okay, Monkey. I mean, I'm attached to Jocelyn, Jake, Cam, Morgan, Michael, and I love Christina. So, and I love Molly too. So, but Molly needs to, you know, kind of knock off with the love stuff. I mean, she's 11, you guys. Come on, why for 11-year-old, not for 34-year-old or a 20-year-old, people. What was I going to say? So, yeah, I mean, out of all the soaps, you know, right now, I haven't watched AMC for a month. So if anyone called in on AMC stuff, I would not know what the hell is happening on there. I took a month, because I figure I would have to sacrifice one of the shows for ABC and not give them my rating. So, that one, and then, I mean, I couldn't pick between One Life in General Hospital, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna? So, wasn't Grace good last week? I love Grace.
Grace was really good.
I know. You know, Grace was like so good last week. So, what are you watching in the background?
Sorry, it's the sneak peek of General Hospital.
Oh, okay.
For February 22nd.
And that's tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on a few odds, Moffat. Yeah, well, things turn on a dime, so you better ask yourself, is the Balkan paying you enough to die for him? Not always a lot of choices for best. I think work and fight.
Yeah, we're a monkey. Yeah, Becky doesn't look old enough to have teen kids. Well, but remember they did that with Sammy Brady, too, on Days. You know, they aged real.
Don't let me in. He's going to get the fly. Huh. I know how quickly you go through them. I suspect you have little teeth in your feet.
Thank you, my dear. Always so thoughtful.
I try.
Any trouble finding my little fortress of solitude?
No, not at all. I just crawled in the cave and walked in the first door I saw.
It's reminiscent of Thessaly.
Who?
The storm, Selma. I expect it to be quite dangerous up above. Once our son's murderer has been abducted. Why the frown?
I am worried
about
you. No,
identity as the Vulcan has been exposed.
These things happen.
Doesn't bother you?
One mustn't fret about things one cannot change. We must, as they say, roll with the punches.
And if the plan to kidnap Brenda fails?
What are we watching?
I have no doubt that Sonic Corinthos is about to lose his bride on their wedding day.
Did you hear that?
Yep. Okay, hey,
Kelly. Hey, Carly. Hi, how are you?
Good. I think we are all tired.
Yeah.
It's Monday night, and we are all tired, and the weekend...
It's just starting for me. I have a question. So has it been confirmed that Becky is now staying?
Not yet.
It's been confirmed by the magazine, but not by ABC. Right, yeah. Officially, because they're dark. Yeah, I know that. They don't talk about contract statuses. I don't think Soaps and Death would lie about that, though.
No, and you know what? No, I don't think Jamie would go right along with it, too. You know?
Right. I asked Michael, like, in a direct message, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet, so.
Maybe they are on vacation this week. Maybe they are on vacation. I mean, with everyone going dark, and here, my nieces and my nephews are out of school for the week. They have mid-winter break. We never have mid-winter break. But they do. So, you seem tired tonight, Elise. You're tired?
Yeah. It's been a very busy day.
I know. Yes. I just hope we will have a couple of special guests. Like, I would love it if we had, like, you know, a special guest stopping by. I mean, we don't, but I can dream people.
I was on Facebook last night, and I sent inbox messages to the people that you wanted me to, so I'm just waiting
okay,
for
an answer. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Soap opera, SOD is soap opera digest, right, you guys? And SID is ABC Soaps in Depth. But has, ABC has Soap Opera Weekly said anything? Does anyone know? I mean, I know I, and you know, Jamie Gooden confirmed it too. He confirmed it, too, so. Let's see. Elise, have you been watching One Life to Live lately, or?
Yeah, I
want to punch Clint. I want to go on record that punching Clint would be fun. I mean, come on. How can, you know, he...
I don't like the fact that he changed the, like, he ruined his daughter's life, and now Tess is back, and, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Tess, but, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I
wants to get married. She wants to marry Ford. I'm like, okay. That's what
didn't
happened
she just do this
before it ended, that she wanted to marry Ford, and I'm like, why? That's pretty stupid, but I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Well, I just think it's crazy to, You know, if my dad ever did anything like that,
it wouldn't be legal anyway because she's Tess and Jessica is the
Yeah, she would be in an altered state.
She's in an altered state, so it wouldn't be legal anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Brody. Did anybody go on the GH chat with Carly, with Laura Wright, this afternoon at 3 o'clock?
I didn't get to.
I didn't get to.
I didn't either. I was just wondering if anybody else did. I didn't get a chance to. I was just so
I did. So did you have to sign alphabets ahead of time, or?
No, you can just log on to ABC and... Tomorrow,
can
I guess
you do
we're
going
to be talking to Vanessa Marcel Giovinazzo.
Yes, tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
And then Wednesday is Steve Burton. Thursday is Maurice Bernard. And then Friday is Kimberly McCullough.
You got to watch the time to see tomorrow.
Okay, I didn't do
why
that.
Why is it ringing?
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
Mara's 3 o'clock Eastern, but with Maurice and the other one.
Hi, Kelly.
Pacific. 3 o'clock Pacific. So you gotta watch the signs. But it's kind of hard to chat with them when you're trying to watch the show too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
We found you were dead.
No, I was on the phone with my mom. She had called me, and I've been on the phone. I just got off the phone with her right now. So.
Is that bad?
Oh, fun.
Am I on the air or something, or what?
Yep.
Yeah.
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 How did I get on there without me calling? How did that happen?
You were already on there.
No, I hung up the
phone.
The
audio.
No, you didn't.
You called.
I didn't hang up the phone?
No.
I was answered an unavailable. I answered the call came to said unavailable.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm watching too much ghosts and ghost movies and shows and stuff. Oh, my God. because I'm watching this. There's this BBC show. It's a British version of Being Human. It's about a vampire, a ghost, and a werewolf. It is so good. They redid it on Sci-Fi with the American version, but I like the British version right now. And the vampire and the ghost I'm loving Annie and Mitchell. He's the vampire and she's the ghost, and they're like together, but they can't really be together because she's a ghost, you know. So you know, it's so cute. Matt, these little kicks I get on, you know. Another show to love, you know, to DVR.
Right.
I told Carly she's going to have to watch The Vampire Diaries.
That's what I told her, too. I said to her.
I haven't seen it either.
I've got to watch. Oh, that show is like the bomb. Every time that show comes out, because, Allie, every other show that I DVR, I could wait to watch. I'll leave it on my DVR for weeks, but when it comes to Vampire Diaries, I watch it like right after the hour's over.
Oh,
and every time I'm watching it goes by
that's like
so
when
fast.
I live in GA, as soon as they start, you know, DVRing, because I hate commercials. There's too many freaking commercials. I start watching them, like, within 15, 20 minutes, but I usually catch up anyway.
Aw, poor Terry.
Sorry.
Breathe.
I know.
Who's the one coughing?
I love Jeremy and Bonnie. Oh, God. I love them so much. He's so cute.
I was very, very upset about with the whole way that Bonnie is not going to do anything until she gets Elena's freaking permission.
I know.
Oh.
Okay, why does she need... Okay,
that
Bonnie.
Kills me.
But
Yeah, she's so cute. You know, he's the grandson of Steve McQueen. You know that in real life?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, his name's Stephen R. McQueen or something. But yeah, I didn't know for sure. I had to look up his name one day. Yeah, he's the grandson of Steve McQueen. Wow, coming some good roots on. Yeah, so he's so cute. I don't know what but he's normal on this show. Maybe they're going to turn him into something. No, maybe he's going to have a dormant, like, maybe he's going to be, you know, like a werewolf deep down inside too. I don't know, but, you know, he's so normal on the show. Okay, now are Elena and are there half siblings or what? They're half siblings, right? I can't even think straight. I thought they were adopted.
Elena is Jonathan Gilbert's
daughter,
and Isabel's daughter. Okay,
so,
but Jonathan Gilbert is the brother of Grayson Gilbert. So they are not half siblings, but they are cousins. No.
Are? I thought they were
cousins. They're cousins.
Really?
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh, I thought they were brother and sister.
Well, that's the relationship on the show. They've been like that. They've been brother and sister forever. But now that, you know, Elena's actual parentage has come in here, they're actually only cousins.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and watch some shows.
I don't think Jeremy was adopted. I think he was actually Miranda and Grayson's son.
Do you like Alaric and what's her name? Their aunt together.
Jenna.
I kind of like Jenna.
Yes.
Do you like them together? I do too. Yeah. I always thought he was cute. The guy that plays Alaric. What's his name? He was on. He was on one of these movies, like a horror flick. It was one of the, I forgot what it was called, and I kind of fell in love with him from that movie. I can't remember the name of it. My mind is just like fried right now. I can't think straight. And then, I was on the phone with you guys. All of a sudden, my phone's ringing, and this is restricted, and I always know it's my mom calling, and I wasn't going to answer it. But I figured if I don't answer it, she'll try to keep calling me, so.
I'm looking that up just to be sure.
You're looking up what? On Vampire
About
Diaries?
Jeremy. Yeah, let's see. I know that Elena found out that she is adopted. Does that mean Jeremy is adopted too? No, he's not adopted. He joked about being a real Gilbert, and their uncle told Jeremy that he had lots of things to tell him about the Gilbert family. Only things that a Gilbert was allowed to know. If he was adopted, then the uncle probably wouldn't have said all that, or he would have told Elena also. But Elena is a Gilbert.
What was last week's episode? They killed Elijah, right? It's Elijah, yeah.
Killed Elijah twice.
Yeah, I know, but this time, for sure, I'm hoping. But Catherine, because of Elijah's dead now, Catherine was able to get out of the tomb.
Yes,
right?
And I figured her little stupid, she was manipulating it. She always plays that, like, she'll go straight into worrying about, like, oh, no, don't kill Elijah, I'll be stuck in this tomb forever.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, in a regular thing, if a vampire dies, then the compulsion is lifted. Or if somebody is turned, then the compulsion is lifted also. I was like, don't fall for it. Just keep them incapacitated. But, so Catherine is out. I'm wondering if Damon will be going back to Catherine. Carly is very quiet.
Me too.
Why don't you guys have your little vampire diaries talk?
I know, I don't watch it either.
Well, we're just in the minority there, Terry.
I haven't even seen any of the any of the movies. Twilight movies or nothing.
Oh, Terry.
Terry.
Come to the phone, Terry.
Come to the phone.
Hello, what?
Terry.
Oh,
hi,
yeah.
Hi, I've been calling your name.
Oh, sorry. I had the phone on the bed and had to get my
tissue.
You
had a cough and spell.
Yeah, I know. I was on the phone with my mom, and Allie's like, she's DMing me, you're like, hey, speak. I would speak if I was not on the phone with my mom. And then I'm
well,
on the phone with my mom. I'm on the phone with my mom, and I'm trying, and I'm like, and as I'm typing, I'm surprised my mom didn't say, what's going on? Why are you hesitating when you talk or whatever or something? Why are you doing that?
Hey, Terry, did you watch the movie I Am 4, number 4?
Oh, yes, I saw it on Friday. I had a free ticket. You know they're together in real life, Diana Agron and Alex Pettifer?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was because I went on the IMDb website to check it out and to check his profile, and he's dating her and her him. Yeah, it was I liked it. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I want to go see it. I'm thinking about going to the movies tomorrow.
It's pretty good. I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I like her, and that was one of the reasons why I went to see it. Plus, I've seen him in a couple of things, I think. And he's only like 21, and he's born in like 1990. Man, I feel old, man. I was, like, looking to see how old he was on the show in real life. He was, like, 1990. I'm like, I was just graduating from high school. It's funny. The older you get and you check out the new actors out there, and then the older you get, the younger they are. You know what I mean? You think they're a certain age, but they're not. They're younger than what you thought. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm only 2 years older than him.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Well, so that means you were born in, what, 1988 or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my niece, my middle niece was born in 1988, so she's like 21 or 22.
Oh, my God, we moved up here in 19. We moved up at the other end in 87, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm old, you know. I gotta stop meeting people that are a lot younger than me. Because when I was 19 and first started a job, I was considered the baby. They kind of teased me, like, because I was like 19 when they first started. They were like, you know, and it's like, and then I met a friend of mine in college, and then she was 10 years older than me, you know, and all that, but everybody that I met was, like, the same age as me, you know. But then as you get older, it's like you're meeting all these different age groups, you know, younger, a lot younger than you. And it's like, I hate that. Why can't I meet somebody that's either my age or close to my age, you know, throughout life or whatever?
Embarrass you. What's your age range? I don't want to ask you your age, but your range.
My age range, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in the 30s. I'm in my
me too.
Well, it's like
but
it's to the point where it's like I really
realize
how people
are. And I always have a lot of friends that are younger than me.
I have all my friends that I have. I'm the oldest one. Everybody, Except maybe a couple of friends. They're older than me, but most of my friends that are my age, I'm older than them by maybe 6 months or whatever. I'm never all my friends that I have are younger than me. I'm the oldest one. I have a friend in September.
Like all my
October
friends in this area. Other than back home in Mass, I mean, I have friends that are my own age that I graduated college and high school. But down here in Florida, all my friends down here, they're all younger than I am.
Yeah. Like, but I know I have like in college when in university when I graduate. Well, I haven't technically graduated yet. I still have to take a class to get my bachelor's. But a lot of my classmates, they're like in their 20s, and like a friend of mine, his name's Raymond. He's like 20. He just turned 24. He had a birthday. He invited me. Well, he invites everybody to all these parties, you know, and he Facebooked me as an invitation, and I said I might go, but the last party of his that I went to was a graduation party, and I went there with a friend of mine, which she's a lot younger than me too, and we both went together, and it was like a high school party or something, or whatever, a graduation party. I felt so damn uncomfortable. Everybody was like, 21 or just out of high school or something. I felt so damn, this is what I should have done when I was in high school, not now. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And it was kind of in a bad neighborhood, too. It was kind of in a bad neighborhood. I kind of felt like I was the only white chick there. I kind of, it was kind of like in the one ways where he lived at, and I felt like I was in, you know, kind of uncomfortable. I'm so glad I was with a friend of mine, though. Wish I could have drank. I was the driver, but couldn't really drink a lot,
that's
even though I had
me. I'm always the driver.
Yeah, even though I had been drinking, I know when to stop when I'm driving, you know.
Me too.
So.
And because of the medication I'm on for my back problems, I can't drink anymore. So.
Is this show still on air? Oh, 7 minutes. Okay, yeah. When I heard about that she's rehired, well, officially it's not been confirmed
yet,
I was so proud. I was, like, really proud
because
I think Brian Franz figured it would die down, that we would die. But now I think a lot of us just got so fed up. It wasn't just the fact that it was Becky Herbst. It was the fact it was a legacy character because they keep doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that was just the last straw for a lot of people. I mean, you know, I mean, and I'm sure if they got rid of, like, I think even if Kimberly McCullough was fired, it would still be a big backlash. I know I'd be fine. You know, I mean, they can't do that. It's like basically saying, fuck you to the longtime viewers of the show. We're really going to be, we're riding towards the, because if you don't have Maurice on there, if you don't have Steve Burton on there anymore, if you don't have Carly on there, if you don't have Elizabeth on there, if you don't have all the main characters on the show, then you don't have a show. And, you know, and if Steve Burton were to walk away tomorrow, if Maurice Bernard were to walk away tomorrow, they wrote that show in a corner by writing just for the mob people, you know, the mob storyline. Everybody.
What I hate is that they just gave her
like,
brother back.
If they were to, like, leave, because, I mean, it's hard to explain, but they're still writing that show one-sided, like, just them. They're not writing through, like, and that's what I mean. If they were to leave for 6 months, or do go on, I don't know, if Siebert decided to leave to go do another job for 6 months, or take a year off again, or do something, it would be okay if they had written it evenly, you know, whatever. But because Steve Burton back in the day was known for taking a year off or, you know, coming back, and at that time it was okay because they were writing the show for everybody. You know, Robin was, she was off the show, but I mean, you know, it was a mixture of everybody, and so it was okay to do that. But now if you were to do that, the show would probably, they wouldn't know what to do. They would probably go in shock, and they'd have to be forced to write a storyline for other people. You know, they'd have to be heavily write a storyline really quick for Robin and Patrick, or, you know, even this whole Robin and Patrick Lisa thing, I wouldn't mind it if they would, like, I mean, Lisa, they need to get rid of her, but they need to start writing, because I'm actually enjoying when I YouTube Lisa and Robin, I'm actually kind of enjoying the Lisa thing now because Johnny's involved in it and he's got the upper hand to her now. And
yeah.
So if they start writing more of the hospital and less mob, I think I'll be okay. I think
a lot of people feel that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel that way.
Because it's like on Young and the Restless, Victor is a big part of it. He is the show. But he's not the whole show. And they have other people, they're writing other storylines. It's not all about Victor or whatever, but I mean other storylines he's involved in, but he's not so heavily, you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, it's just like the show has just become pathetic. I mean, it's not the way I remember General Hospital being.
I'm kind of enjoying it a little bit right now.
Well,
I mean,
because you're watching it still, and I haven't been watching it, so maybe just you two being it. Oh, somebody loves Johnny
just
and Lisa.
For the Balkan storyline to get over with.
Like,
hopefully,
we'll
move on to something else.
I love how Johnny gave Lisa a piece of her own medicine the other day. So.
Oh, I know. That was good.
Oh,
I like how we said to Lisa, now you know how Robin feels. Because she said, what did she say?
And
she
today
said to him,
he was like, now you know how my sister felt.
She said something like, you're intruding in or something about my life or whatever. And he says, now you know how Robin feels. I don't even think that's going to sink into Lisa because all she thinks about is Patrick. She's so obsessed with him.
She's obsessed. It's disgusting. She needs to go. She has no storyline other than she's obsessed.
She needs to go a long time ago.
Patrick.
I heard she's going to be killed off, I hope.
I heard something about that, too. And her and Sorrel are going to, I don't know. She brought Sorrel.
And
Steve
had
even said, why would he leave? Steve said there's something up because why would he leave a prestigious hospital that he was working at to come to a small town of Port Charles? So Steve even knows something's up. But he hasn't figured it out yet.
You know what?
I haven't finished reading the new ABC
soap
turned up because I had a migraine.
I wish Robin could just go to Jason and Sunny and say, you know what, I have a job for you.
I know.
Can you please get rid of Lisa?
Get
because
Lisa,
you know, the funny thing is that if the Jenner Hospital was really smart, they would write it to where Lisa knows that
Robin
just
and
that
Sonny
phone call.
And Jesus protection.
She better be careful because he's, you know, she's friends with the mob.
Well,
and one
from what I hear,
huh?
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt, but from what I hear, Patrick is going sometime this week. I was reading partial of the Soaps in Depth that just came out, but then I got a wicked migraine yesterday, so I couldn't finish it. But I guess Patrick, this week sometime, is going to tell her that he wants no one else but her, and he's in love with her, and he wants his family back, and it's going to work out. I guess they're going to get back together, so I don't know. That's all I've read
so
far. Me too. I'm just pissed at One Life to Live that they broke up John and Natalie.
Oh, yeah.
Love John and Natalie.
And then he goes and cheats on her. And then he goes and cheats
on
her. Come on, John. John, guys were not
drunk.
Together. Technically,
like
they were not together.
They were not together, exactly.
They were not together. And
it's like her and Brody weren't together.
They're only writing it because of Tess. You know, they want to bring Tess out, so.
Well, because you can't always have a perfect relationship, because that's the hope.
But you know what? I mean, come on, Jessica. They need to write Jessica stronger than, they need to write her to deal, they need
I
to,
know.
Instead of always bringing out Tess or whatever to get
Tess,
through something.
Because you can't deal with issues and.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Jessica.
That's bad because if that was the way it was, then Nikki would be always out when Vicky can't handle something.
Yeah. And, I mean,
Oh, and then it comes to
find
out
like Tess, don't get me
wrong.
I think she's cool and she's funny.
I like
but,
Tess.
And Bree
and
plays her really good, but...
And she said to Forrest that it was actually her that they had sex. Tess had come out at that moment. She said to Ford, it was me. And, you know, I had a feeling
well,
that
Brody
maybe...
Well, Brody figured it out. It was Tess today, so...
Oh, he did? Really? Oh, I
When Roxy went to the salon and she noticed, you know, she got robbed and to see Brody.
Brody met Tess, right? Did Brody ever meet Tess?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
at St. Anne's, when they were in St. Anne's.
I was never enamored
with and you guys, just so you know, we will be back on... Wednesday we were off streaming, so I decided to say that.
You know,
are you going to have a guest on Wednesday?
I don't know.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Have you heard anything?
So.
Elise, have you heard anything from...
Not yet, no.
Okay. I followed the
real. Some of them aren't on Twitter, you know, like the One Life to Live characters. There's not a lot of them on Twitter. And it's mostly GH, and I haven't heard from anybody. So last night I went on Facebook and just inboxed a couple people.
Jocelyn, is she going to be Sir Ross or something? Is Jocelyn?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Wait, what?
Why don't they do that to Emma, too?
Well, Frankie's only on Friday and Monday, and that's it. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Are they going to surrender her to, like what? When was she born? When was Jocelyn born? You know, the only child on that show
a
right
year
now
ago,
has been...
Because it was a year ago that Michael killed Claudia. So it was a year
Catherine
ago.
Cameron has not even been Sir Ross yet. Yes, somebody in the chat room has said something. But how can we age Joss if Cameron has never been aged? Oh, that would be awkward.
I'm waiting to see the new kid that plays Jack Manning. Because I like the kid that plays him now, and he's so much just like his father. There was a thing in Soaps in Depth that they're saying that now Roger Howarth wants to come back to One Life as Todd.
Oh, you know what, though? Shit, he does.
And then they're
going to
make... they're not going to get rid of
St.
John. They're going to make him
Todd.
Walker. But then how can that be when...
You know,
I don't understand that.
The writers are really going to have to really be smart because they already did a storyline with Marty and him, and he remembers everything that happened back when he raped her.
Exactly.
The gay racer.
Exactly.
They've already dealt with that. And
I know,
really
that's
gonna,
why I don't know how they're going to...
Unless they do it where they brainwashed him into putting Todd's memories in him or something, because even Ryan on the show said something like that. How can they do that? If they bring Roger Howarth back, they can't do that because they've already written the Marty and him storyline and they went back...
It wasn't definite yet, so they don't know.
I love him as Todd, but come on. I love Trevor St. John.
Me too.
Now, it's just like with the Lucky thing, you know. They bring him back as Lucky, but they can't. They get rid of Trevor. I think I'd totally not watch the show.
But I know Trevor's not going to renew his contract when it's up.
Where did you hear that?
I think I'd be okay with it.
It was in Soaps and Depth, ABC Soaps and Depth.
You know what? I've heard differently. So, until ABC officially confirmed it, you know, I will be fucking pissed off for trouble.
I've had a migraine all weekend, so I didn't get to finish reading it.
I feel like I need to go get an ice cream right now, man. I've got the biggest sweet tooth.
right now.
Oh, my
God. Let go. Let go. Get one.
I
should have got a cookie from Subway just tonight. Shit.
Oh, I love their
cookies. Yeah, why the fuck didn't you?
And I to my niece, too. She goes, I should have got one, too. I nearly got in an accident tonight, too, damn it. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Oh, be careful. Yeah, here it is. It's on page. The new soap's in depth.
I was dated
March 7th. It's on the ins and out first page.
I was about to go into just Sam Radio.
Roger Howarth and Todd.
I logged into my account. If I go into the Jazam Radio right now under my name, Love Liaison, I will be I think I did that once on accident. I didn't realize I was logged in. And I went in there really quick. I got out of there faster than you could say whatever, you know. It was, like, so funny. I didn't realize I should log into something else. I should, you know, create another account.
So, Setsiders tell us that the actor, St. John, will likely not renew his contract when it expires in April.
Damn it. Why do I have to be sick still? Sorry. I hate this, being sick. It's lingered. It's lingering and lingering and lingering. Excuse me.
Well, like my mom said, it does linger for a little while. I mean,
yeah, but I don't remember it ever being this long. I don't remember. I usually get a cold around this time of year, but I don't remember it being this long to get over. It's the coughing part that it's hard to get to get rid of it.
Was anybody shocked that Suzanne was the Balkans?
Is she related to him or is she like his wife? I don't know.
She's his wife.
It's his wife.
Oh, okay.
And Alexandra
was
her son and Brenda killed him.
Okay. You know what? Damn, Balkan was.
I kind of figured that out a long time ago. I had a funny feeling that
they
had something to do with each other.
It was self-defense. I don't even think they're going to, like, I don't even think they're going to understand.
That's what I don't get why.
She's talking about
this. Oh,
man.
They're just doing her for money.
But what Dante did, though, was kind of being a cop, though.
Well, Dante, yeah, he could lose his job because he covered it up.
He was in. Yeah, keep covered up, but she only killed him out of self-defense.
But
it's not like
self-defense. I mean, the only thing they want from her is, you know, payment.
I know.
Which I don't know why. They're all rich anyway.
You know, Anna, I have a little bone to pick with Suzanne. Trying to blame Carly on this? Okay, Suzanne, you know what? That is not nice. Do not blame my girl for your downfall. And trying to plant that Carly will rip Brenda, you know, dress and then have Robin slam the door in her face. Okay, Robin, that was uncalled for. I'm just saying that I didn't like it. Well, I thought you were getting ice cream. Are you going to go get ice cream?
Oh, my God. I better not, because it's not good to have ice cream when you're bad cough.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know. Is it not good to have dairy products, right?
I think so, but I've done it. But I've done things that I'm not supposed to do logically, so I'm a bad person to
You know what? I was on the phone with my mom, and I kind of made her really upset because my dad, because one time my niece came into my room. She wanted to go to the movies, but she says, oh, yeah, Grandpa's got $20 in his wallet. And my sister said, I don't know how my sister found out that he had the $20 in it, but she said it was okay to go in there and she'd pay him to put in the $20. Back in his wallet, and she never did.
You didn't tell your mom.
I didn't know. I didn't know that my mom didn't know. She's like, Terry, don't
shit.
ever say anything like that to me. That's really upset me. He's like, you better demand or put that to him. This was like a couple months ago. He's like, you better demand that you put in the $20 in his wallet. Well, it's like I'm going to have to demand it.
Oh, my God. You, what? So you thought she knew, and then you accidentally...
I thought she knew.
Cut.
See, I have that mistake of assuming that my mom knows some things and she doesn't.
It it's
it gets me into trouble.
Yeah,
this
I know that feeling.
It.
Believe me,
I know
that feeling.
You know, it's just like... I don't know.
I know, believe me.
Yeah.
My mom pocket dialed me today, and I was able to hear, like, the whole conversation with my grandma, and so I...
Speaking of that, did you tell them what your brother did to you this past weekend?
Okay, no, thank you. Okay, so, people, my brother is a psycho. No, not really. Carrie met him. He's usually so sweet. My parents, I forgot that my parents were over at their house visiting the grandkids, and they were had dinner, and I texted my mom asking something, and I get a text back, said, Dad and I are having sex. Call you later. And I'm like thinking.
Oh, God.
And so my mom calls them, like, and me being funny because I can, say, oh, Mom, how was it? And she goes, that was your brother.
It turns out he's the one that texted you that, and your dad played along with it, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, my brother.
You've got to have a sense of humor. You've got to have a sense of humor in your family. I'm sorry, because, you know, your dad his sense of humor. It's a good thing that I'm really good at playing along, because I do that at work. Security people at work totally tease me. They totally tease me, but I get them right back. So, you know, it's good. If you could give it just as well as you could take it, that's good to be able to do that.
Well, you know, and I mean, it's not like my brother would say anything like mean ever. He's a fool.
Hey, Tanya.
Allie, so you're going to try and go to the movie tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yep.
Were you like wanting an ice cream?
What time? Wait, how much does it cost there to go to a movie?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go to the mall in order to go to the movie, so it's probably going to be a lot.
It depends. If you go on that
here
night,
it costs like $8.
If you go at night, it's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing, though. It's 11:45, and I'm exhausted, so I'm
going
to let you guys go.
I hope you can call in on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll call in on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll have a guest.
Oh, yeah. Terry?
What? Yeah? No, I'm sorry.
I think we have
a
meeting
anyway.
I must have got my dog.
The rant room.
He just, like, stares at me sometimes.
We are having the rant room. We are having the rant room tomorrow.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
Yes. Come rant with us.
I know,
us.
I saved
come,
it on my
yeah.
phone,
come
so I know. So.
Come rant with us, okay. I'm sorry.
I thought it was cute.
I have silly things going through my mind right now. It's like, oh, and I told my mom.
Oh, I know.
I told my mom, I shouldn't have said it, but I go, Mom, I'm almost done with this anxiety because my friend gave me some anxiety medicine. My mom's like, Terry, you don't need to be going on. I'm like, no. She gave it to me a long, long, long time ago, and I only took them when I really needed. She's like, you need to go see a doctor. And I'm like, Mom, well, I would have had insurance. I would have had insurance. I think so. I go, Mom, I would have had insurance at that damn job. Would have been good and everything. And my mom's like, you don't need to be. You know, it's funny. The funny thing is that my mom, she gets like that, but she has been dealing with anxiety like all of her life.
I think.
Well, I know, but they don't deal with it. Grandma is the same way.
I remember one time we were somewhere, and my mom's like, oh yeah, my mom said something about, oh yeah, I have anxiety problems, and me and my niece were looking at each other. We were looking at each other like, really? You've been taking this? So it's like hypocritical of parents to say certain things.
I'm on Klonopin for my anxiety. I've been taking it since I was
With my anxiety, it's not, well, maybe it's clinical. I mean, I've been clinical for depression. I've had diagnosed depression, and so I guess it's on my records. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Anxiety anxiety comes when I'm worried and stuff, and even
me
when
too,
I hate
yeah.
it,
yeah. and then you can't
even
breathe.
And it's like your heart is like pounding in your head or something.
Racing.
Like. It's like
scary.
Racing. I know, and I take the
medicine. It feels like you're having an asthma attack, but you're not.
Or something, And I'll take it at night. I only take it when I really need it. Like, I didn't take it last night because I only have, like, 6 left, but I break them up in half, so I have enough for 12 more days or whatever.
You need to find a psychiatrist to
but
a regimen.
Because those benzos,
you can't stop taking them once you stop taking them on a regular basis. You can have a seizure if you stop taking them.
Well, she only gave me enough for, like, I haven't really started to, I haven't really taken them enough to, like, keep taking them.
Like, you're not taking them every day, though, so,
I'm not taking them every day. I only take them when I really need to, you know, really bad. Because my friend Michelle, she's on medicine, and she doesn't like
mm-hmm.
to take it. She wants, because
mm-hmm.
her anxiety is really, really bad. It gets really
so
bad, but she doesn't really... She doesn't really like to take her medicine because she's on other stuff too, but she tries to just force herself through it, kind of like, and then when she comes into town, she'll give me some. So when she comes into town in March, let's see if she'll give me some.
I tried the Xanax, but because Xanax is longer lasting, it didn't help with my anxiety attack. That's why they put me on the Klonopin, because it's a faster acting.
It's a couple years old. It's the clonazepam one that they gave me. Yeah, and that worked really
well. Klonopin, same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
usually
worked
start
really
you off at 0.05 milligrams, yeah.
Yeah, that worked really good, but
I'm up to 2 milligrams now, but I've been on them since I was 18, so.
See, I have never really had that. When I was
I just
the younger
them at night.
Stuff,
I only take it at
night. I only take it at night. Because
they make you tired.
But I call it a chill pill. I call it a chill pill.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
It
makes you sleepy. Yeah, it makes you sleepy at night.
Yeah,
because
they make you tired. Yeah.
You know what?
At night, I'll say,
but that would make me tired. I have insomnia.
I got to go take my chill pill right now, you know? So, yeah. I don't know if I want to take it now.
You know what is really good? You know what is really good, though? Hydroquinone.
What?
You guys, I think I'm saying that.
What?
Hydroquinone.
Okay.
That's a Vicodin. That's all it is.
I know, but, you know.
Those are nothing for me.
Really, that's sad.
The radio is still on. They still have the radio
show. They work the
on.
Complete opposite on me. It's so funny. They make me wired instead of tired.
Huh.
Some of us do that. Just like, well, they do it to my mom, too.
Hey, I have a question. So, now, why did Kelly and Tyler have an event? Why did they have an event together? They're not even in any scenes together. They're like cousins on the show. That's it. I don't get why they would have an event together. That's stupid.
Oh,
and there were events. They were event only like, got 25
well, that's
people.
Like having,
So we got married. And are you talking about Kelly?
That's like Kelly, Monica, and Tyler. That's like having Rebecca Herbst and Inga Radha Moniker having an event together. Or something.
Well, no, because
I don't know. Maybe it was not a very good comparison, but, you know, I mean.
I agree, because they went to, New Jersey, Kelly and Tyler over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they never even I know they're cousins and stuff, but they never even have any scenes together or anything.
I
guess they had a good time.
Only when Alexis got sick and, you know, they were kind of forced into.
The Alexis Samstown person, I think that's the only reason why she watches the show. I don't think she never talks about any. For, Jason and Sam. I mean, I was not just watching the show for Liz and Jason. I was watching it for other people at that time when it was really good, you know, because I liked other people on the show. And other storylines, you know, the quarter mains and stuff. But this ASF person, she only talks about. She only goes into the threads that make fun of Liz, or she doesn't like sometimes people would be talking about other characters. She does not talk about any other character but Jason and Sam or Alexis or Molly or Christine or whatever. So
right, the Davis girls,
it's like, you know, even some people even called her on it. Like, how come you only talk about this? You know, Jason and Sam. Isn't there any other storyline on that show that you like? And she doesn't really have anything to say about that, but because I guess that's the only thing that she likes. She's only been watching since 06, so, I mean, you know, so
she
I guess
hasn't really had any scenes with
that
many other people, though, either. I'll tell you, though, her and Laura Wright, maybe don't like each other on the show, but they're, like, really close friends in real life, so.
Well, I'm sure that they all are, you know, they're really good friends. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I mean, they all... You know, they seem like they have
12
really
hour days together sometimes, because they have.
And I, you know, I heard Kimberly McCullough in an interview a long time ago. She never liked to have friendships out.
She's shy.
She just likes to keep it professional with them. And I think
she's very shy,
one of my good friends is related to her. She's like a distant cousin, but I don't think they really know her. I don't think that she's ever really, I don't think she like does events with them or like goes out with them or I don't know if she does or not.
She doesn't because it's the Super Soap weekend. She didn't come out with us that Saturday night that we went out. She basically stuck, you know, with her friends that she brought with her and her family.
Yeah. I don't think she
And, like, everybody that I met was all, like, hugs and, like, you know, and she was, like, so shy, and she would just shake everybody's hand and take the picture.
Seem
and
like
she
that,
wasn't
though,
very talkative. I mean, she was a sweet girl, but she was just, like, my sister's name is Kimberly, but we call her Kim, and I'm like, do you like Kimberly or Kim? And she's like, Kimberly, and I said, okay, that's fine, I thought she was going to give me a hug like everybody else, but she just shook my hand, and that was the end of that. And she wasn't really a talker.
She just likes to be professional.
Quiet.
She doesn't want to. Yeah. She even
quiet,
said that.
Yeah.
She likes to keep things professional with people at work. And I think the only person she really hangs out with maybe is Jason Thompson or something. I think they're really
she
close.
She hangs out with Jason, and she hangs out with Kristen Storms,
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think they're Twitter buddies, too. Yeah. Okay, now, are Robin and Maxie, How are they related? They're cousins, right?
Well,
they're
not, cousins because
not biological
cousins.
Francisco
and Francisco and Felicia were married and had Georgie
and Felicia.
Maxie
so they're related by
them when they got married.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, so they all
wasn't in the picture.
Did Mac ever adopt them girls? No, he never did. Did he?
I think so.
I think he did.
Yes, he did.
He did adopt them. Yes.
But see, they never took his name though.
He adopted Felicia's kids because Frisco wasn't in the picture. He was in the
But remember, at one time everyone thought Josie was going to be Max because it was between.
Oh, yeah. Because remember, because Frisco came back during the time when Maxie was in the, was the heart transplant thingy. And then that's when Frisco and
Georgie.
Felicia had, Georgie came to be back in those days. I still wanted Georgie to be Max, you know? That would have been great.
I wish they didn't kill off Georgie.
I know.
I wish they didn't kill off Georgie either.
I know. Damn it, I liked her.
When I saw that comment, I was like,
damn it, I know.
I wish they I wish they didn't kill off Emily.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
Emily
me too.
But
I was,
that
literally in tears at the during the black and white ball.
Yeah.
I was
exactly.
so crying.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
When Liz was crying on her chest, you know, when she went, and you saw Jason's head, he just looked at her like, oh, my God, you know, just the way his head tilted when he saw her do that. And then when he went behind her, and that was, like, the best scene at that time, the black and white ball with them two.
Yeah, I love that.
He comforted her, and even when he was staring, at Nicholas, when Nicholas was, the way he just stared at Nicholas, and Liz just was sitting right next to him, like, "What's wrong? Why are you looking at Nicholas that way?" And the way Jason, I have never seen Jason. I don't see him like that anymore. Where's that Jason? Oh, I'm going to get you look. You know what I mean? Where is that?
Right.
You know?
Well,
he's changed a lot since then. Come on. They need to just get...
He never smiled. He was all business. He never...
Yeah.
You know...
And you know why? And you know why I love doing that black and white ball? When Carly, you know, got ambushed by those thugs, and Jason and Sam... You know, I had to do the shootout to go and save her. And Carly goes to Sam, since you stepped in to the hill, I guess Jason will be taking you back. And Jason looked at Sam and said, she knows why we are not back together ever.
Yeah.
And Carly moved down
But you know what, though? That was a totally mute point. No, that's totally under the rug.
Okay, excuse me, but can I just never have my warm memories?
I know, but I'm just saying the writers seem to think we forgot all that stuff. But no,
I know. I think the fans know more about the show than what's going on. I know.
Yeah.
I think they think that we're stupid and we forget.
I mean, we even remember the moment.
I'm just waiting for Liz to find. I guess what I read is that Liz, somebody says something to Liz that Aiden looks so much like Lucky that she decides to do another paternity test, and that's how. Because people have commented
how much
he looks like Lucky, so now she's going to do another paternity test, and that's how it's going to come out.
Well, yeah, but that's the only paternity test they are doing. I mean,
I think Helena, I hate to say this, but we really need another little child to be gone from the campus, but Helena needs to come kidnap Aiden for like 18 years, have him be kept away for 18 years, and come back 18 years later or something. I don't know. I don't want to see another
child. What happened with the Valentine story? They kind of put that one on hold.
Oh, the Valentine. That would have been an awesome storyline.
When everybody was petrified of this kid.
Like,
maybe
who was
Liz,
child of.
Because weren't they going to do something where Liz was going to be kidnapped from the Valentine or something, Valentine or whatever?
Yeah, but that got dropped because they scrapped the Valentine storyline.
That would have been more interesting than the Boston
because of
storyline.
Franco.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to put that on hold or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And remember, you guys, Franco is coming back this Friday. So get your thrilled buckets ready.
Okay.
Can't stay on that guy. Can't stay on that guy. Can't stay on that guy.
Isn't he hosting the Academy Awards at
the Oscars?
Yeah,
Oscars on Saturday night. Him and Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
He's only gonna be on for 2 days, Friday and
Monday. Only
that's
2 days. I have to see his ugly mug. Yay!
I like him as an actor.
I like that he's on here screwing with us. Freaks and Geeks, that show Freaks and Geeks, when he was on Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, my God, I've never seen that, but I heard it was good.
It was a good show. I loved that show, Freaks and Geeks. James Franco was
like that was good, yeah.
Cute guy, and yeah, and that was a real, but it didn't last long.
I just think he's so cute.
Yeah. He was cute on that show. He dated, what's her name in real life? Oh, God, what is her name? Damn it, she's an actress. She was on, God, I can't think of her name right now on the top of my head, but they were in the movie together with, damn shit, I can't remember her name. Damn it, why can't I remember her name?
He's done so many movies, I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, he dated her for, like, the longest time, for years at least, but I can't remember her name. I'll think about it, but, yeah. They were on a movie together. It was an updated version of, like, Cyrano de Bergerac.
I heard he's on Twitter now, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, Allie, are you following Ian Somerhalder on Twitter? I think you are, huh?
I am. I've been, like, tweeting him because I really, really would love him. Like, it would be my dream to get him on the Rant Room. But nothing
okay,
so far.
I know.
Okay,
that would be cool.
If you could get him on Twitter, if you could get him on the show, I think I'll go on the show, but I think I'd be too shy to say something, though. But
see, you guys can still let him call and just leave messages and whatever. I'll just do it for us. I'm not shy. I'll just call, leave messages and whatever.
If you could get a major star like that on the radio show, I think you have a real big hit on your hands.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how many lines there are on
Blog Talk. You could try to get him on the show. That would be awesome.
You know what? I know this might never happen, but I would not mind getting Patrick Dempsey on the show. Does he have Twitter? Does anyone know if Patrick Dempsey has
Twitter?
See,
I like him from Can't Buy Me Love movie. I like him from that movie. That was my favorite 80s movie, 87, Can't Buy Me Love. Damn it. Even though he played like a nerd.
Can't Buy Me Love.
He was a dork in the movie, but later on in the movie, he turned out to be a nice guy. So,
But yeah, I'm hoping that he will get tired of seeing the stupid Twitter thing asking if he would be on the show and give me an actual answer. So
usually when Carly's been having people on, they're usually to promote something, too. So maybe he's got something.
Well,
he doesn't really need to promote Vampire Diaries anymore because that show's doing really well. But maybe he's got something on the
He has his charity thing that he's been doing. He's got the Ian Somerhalder project going on.
Oh, okay.
And he's really,
really?
Big,
okay.
He's a really big activist for the environment. He did this
whole
thing
with
the golf post, with the oil spill. I wouldn't mind having him on for any of that, you know.
I wouldn't mind. He's the cutie pie. I forgot where I first seen him at.
All right, ladies, I'm going to take my medicine and go to bed.
Okay.
All right,
well, I guess I'm
going to
go
too.
Okay, nighty night. Bye.
Night, everybody.
Night,
everybody.
Night. Carly,
night,
I will let you know as soon as I know something.
Okay, yeah, text me.
I will.
Okay, bye.
Well,
bye, all.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night. Bye. Bye.
Tomorrow's the rant room, so probably be on tomorrow night anyway.